with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body.
Welcome back. Your list of the grilling guys. We're talking about Super Bowl food, giving you a week jump on this so that you can prep for it. We were all over the smoker with some, you know, ribs and things, or wings and things. And, you know, let's go a little bit bigger now. Let's go like something that you got to feed the boys when they're overwatching the big game.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why I said ribs on a budget, because as I've said a bunch of times, but that's not going to stop me.
Right.
My mother used to make country ribs, and it doesn't seem to be much of a thing anymore. I don't know. Conrad, do you ever see those in the supermarket? Do you do the shopping at your house?
Sure.
Do you ever see country ribs?
Yeah.
In the butcher? Okay.
Yep.
It's basically a sliced up pork shoulder.
Right.
And they cut it into thinner strips. And, you know, here's the thing. They're only like $4 a pound, $5 a pound, but it's almost all meat.
Right.
Whereas when you buy ribs, you can get them for $3.99 a pound, but it's three quarters throwaway.
Right.
You know, there's very little meat there with it.
Right.
So
but the country ribs are, and it's a bone-in pork shoulder that they run through a meat saw.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Right? So they are thick, and it's the same thing we make pulled pork out of.
Yep.
It's just, it's in a different form.
It's in a
form.
Strip. And
right.
So there's a little trick you got to do with those. And depending on your equipment, you can vary it. But what my mother used to do was she would bake them, and then she would saute them at the end, throw them in a crock pot or whatever, and let them roast for an hour or two in some brine or sauce, and they just get soft and beautiful, and they're my mouth's watering just thinking about how much I love those things.
Well, and you got a crock pot there that again holds things,
yes,
for a while, so you got time to graze. You don't have to sit down and eat and be done, right?
You could literally grill those pieces and throw them in a crock pot, put your sauce in, and let them go.
Right.
That's actually a great, if you're limited on equipment and you've just got one little grill, and you're going to be working everything else on it, you could do that in advance, because you're going to have to get some charcoal in there sooner or later. And fire those babies up, and might be a good chance to use your extra Cajun seasoning.
Okay, so that you use it on chicken, but you think it'd be good on pork too, huh?
I think it's good on everything.
Well, that's good on everything. Yeah.
It is, because, yeah. I mean, it's really just the only thing that makes it Cajun from typical profile I would do is a little more of a red pepper. So it's got a little more kick to it.
Okay.
But it's nice having that. Anyway, I don't want to do a commercial on it. So how about skewered snacks?
I love me some food on a stick,
mm-hmm,
right? And because it's just easy to pick up the end of that skewer and bite some off, or if you don't want to do that, you can run everything that's on the skewer off onto a plate, and it's already in bite-sized pieces.
And you know the cool thing is now they have all kinds of options for those little skewers.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the little ones.
Yep.
And now let's say you've got some freezer meat.
Yeah. Yep.
Brine it and go to thegrillingguys.com and look up Charlie Jabor shish kebab marinade.
Right.
And that is a fantastic
blend. That's for beef.
Blend. It's for anything.
Yep.
It's for anything. But I'm thinking maybe you've got some venison in there that people are snubbing their nose at.
Yep.
And cut it up into small pieces. And here's the key for those little skewers. Do everything kind of small so you can get them on and off the grill real quick.
Yep.
And do a nice medley of onions and peppers.
Right.
And I wouldn't even bother with the tomatoes. I do the tomatoes in a basket and then just add those to the platter when I put them on.
Right.
And then they survive.
Yeah, the reason that you would do that is once you skewer a tomato, it kind of like a balloon.
Yeah.
It deflates,
it falls
when
off
it's on the
skewer.
Grill, right? And then you got this wobbly piece of skin with no tomato juice.
So you can get those little cherubs or the calamatas or any of the smaller tomatoes and throw them in one of your grilling baskets, oil them up, and roll them around on your grate for a while, just enough so that skin's starting to about burst.
Right.
And
get a little black. Yeah,
and they taste
good, different
once you roast them.
Yep.
Tomatoes come alive. My mouth's watering again. I love roasted tomatoes.
Yep.
But you could do some skewers like that. Of course, you could do the chicken and all that stuff. If you're going to do chicken on a skewer, I always recommend a skinless, boneless thigh. Don't try and ever skewer a chicken breast. It's just torture.
It's going to dry up and taste like
rubber.
It's going
to stick to the grate.
Right. So little skewer tip is try to cut your protein, whether it be beef or chicken or whatever you're putting on there, in the same size cubes.
Yeah.
Because if you put a big one and a little one on, the little one's going to be overdone.
Especially
before the big
chicken.
One's done. Right.
Now you got a little danger zone there.
Right. So just make sure to try to cut them the same size. Doesn't matter what size they are, just as long as they're consistent.
Do you still have that a Brazilian grill I gave you?
I do.
When we used to demo that at the national shows, honestly, we would get like Eckrich smoked sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd cut that up into like, oh, I don't know, poker chips or a little thicker, but it's the appearance. And then you'd layer it in between the peppers and onions and marinated mushrooms and whatever you're going to put on a skewer. I'm telling you, people would, they would line up for a half an hour for one skewer, and it's nothing but an Eckrich sausage.
Right.
Because it looks so gorgeous.
Right.
And this is what you're trying to do. Let your guests know that you think that much of them, that you did all this work, and it's a delight for the eyes, man. You know, so it can be that simple. You don't have to like go way out of your way. You can go to your local supermarket and just pick up some peppers, onions, and sausage, and you've got a great skewer.
Right.
I'm telling you.
You know what I would do too is take that to the next level. Go over to Sobeys and get he makes brats. And you could cut a brat up into two or three pieces and skewer that. He also makes that, kinds of kielbasa.
But there you got to be careful, because now you've got a raw pork product. And if you're doing a skewer, you'll want to make sure that you're getting it done.
Right, right.
Well, so I might
you could smoke that for a while.
You could.
And then pull it off and cut it up.
You could.
And that's probably, you just hit on something. That's probably even a better idea, the same way with the brats, because that casing on the outside of the brat, if it's raw, isn't going to hold
that stuff together
as well as it will if it's cooked for a bit. Then it firms up, and then you could cut it in chunks and finish it.
Plus,
on a skewer.
You got to be careful on a skewer. When you're jamming all these things together, you do get some surface area in there in between the stuff where your vegetable is touching a raw product that might not get quite up to temp. And you might not kill anybody, but you might, give them the Hershey squirts or something
that. Yeah, get an extra roll, right? Yeah, we don't want to do that. Nobody wants to do that. So, but anyway, shrimp.
No-brainer.
No-brainer, but watch them. They go quick.
Yeah.
Do you leave
the shells on them?
That happened to me once at a party, and the host, she shall remain nameless, but the host thought she was doing this the cool way and let people peel their own, but she had the cocktail sauce out, and she skewered them so that the skins are like plastic, right? The shell are. And she had grilled them, so it almost kind of melted on a little bit.
People poked their eyes out that night.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. But she was all proud of them until I took the first bite. And then she's like, what? And I'm like, you didn't peel these, did you? Because, she had them all covered with seasoning and everything. You couldn't see it. And it was like.
Oh, well, bless her heart.
And you weren't expecting it either.
Bless her heart. Right.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the worst thing that happens to me, I'll be fine. But
hey, you made it through it.
I did.
And now you're making me want some shrimp cocktail.
Well, that's really odd because you're not a big shrimp guy.
I love shrimp cocktail.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I've cooked shrimp a lot of ways.
Bonefish Grill,
the
Bang Bang Shrimp is so good.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Well, because you can't taste the shrimp. All you can taste is that breading and the sauce, which is really good. Yeah, exactly. But so, whatever you like on a skewer, I just enjoy. They're easy. They look good on a platter. Right, you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your mouth third. So it's got to look good, it's got to smell good before you taste it, or it isn't good by me. So
you could try that Bang Bang walleye thing that they do at Canadian Lakes at Antlers.
Yeah,
you get a little tempura batter and deep fry some chunks of fish, and then do a little Bang Bang sauce on them at the end.
Yep, that to me that's going to ruin walleye. I just like walleye, the flavor
that
it is.
I'm telling you, it's so good, it's ridiculous.
Right. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to get off the skewer and into the bowl, and we're going to talk about bowls of goodness. Stick with us. We'll be back.